Somalia Prime Minister Nur Hassan Hussein announced Mohamed Dere's ouster late Tuesday after meeting with his cabinet, according to a government spokesman. Dere, a former warlord close to President Abdullahi Yusuf, has been accused of insubordination and of contributing to a decline in security in the capital. Dere has said he is willing to step aside, but that he is waiting for approval from President Yusuf, who has not made any public statements. There are concerns Mr. Yusuf could reject the Prime Minister's decision. Dere controls a strong militia in the capital, which also could complicate an effort to remove him against his will. He has served as mayor of Mogadishu, as well as governor of the surrounding Banadir region, since early 2007, presiding over an effort to fight a growing insurgency led by Islamist militias. As mayor, Dere has gained many critics, who accuse him, along with other top security officials in the city, of focusing on harsh tactics that antagonize the population. The editor of Mogadishu's National Post newspaper, Ahmed Ali Ugas, says Dere's removal had been anticipated for several months.
These people were known to be very arrogant. They were not fully working for the interest of the government. They were accused to be not working for the peace building in Mogadishu. So people were not also believing what these people were saying because of their past history in country. So this was a decision that people were expecting and waiting.
Ugas says an improvement in security in Mogadishu depends on who the government picks to succeed Dere.
I think the removing of Mohamed Dere does not itself bring peace to Mogadishu. It will also depend on the subsequent policies pursued by the government. If the next governor becomes a man who pushes the reconciliation efforts, a man who tries to involve the political leaders, tries to involve the clan elders, tries to involve the leaders of insurgency, we need to have a different policy than the policy that the administration has been pursuing for the last 1.5 years.
Dere's deputy, Mohamed Omar Ali, will serve as acting mayor and governor. Dere was part of a group of warlords backed by the United States that was defeated by the Islamic Courts Union, which took control of Mogadishu in 2006. He then joined the country's transitional federal government, which ousted the Islamists from control of the capital in December 2006, with the help of Ethiopian troops. Since then, the government has struggled to contain an escalating Iraq-style insurgency centered in Mogadishu. Nearly 1 million people have been displaced by the fighting, contributing to what the United Nations calls Africa's worst humanitarian crisis. Somalia's transitional government has called for an intervention by UN peacekeepers. The current African Union force has deployed only 2,200 of its planned 8,000 troops and has done little to quell the violence. Somalia has been stuck in conflict for nearly 18 years, following the collapse of the central government in 1991. Derek Kilner for VOA News in Nairobi.